Today's scripture is Genesis 24:1-4. Genesis 24:1-4. Now Abram was old, advanced in age, and the Lord had blessed Abram in every way. Abram said to his servant, the oldest of his household, who had charge of all that he owned, please place your hand under my thigh, and I will make you swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of earth, that you shall not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites, among whom I live, but you will go to my country, to my relatives, and take a wife for my son Isaac. Amen.
Genesis 24, verses 1 to 4, talks about, you know, Abram asking his servant to go and find a wife for his son Isaac. As the job was finding a wife for Isaac, who had been given to Abram as the seed of God's covenant, Abram couldn't entrust the task to just anyone. We find in the scripture that the particular servant Abram chose was the oldest of his household, who had charge of all that he owned. The amount of property Abram owned at that time was definitely not small. If that servant had charge of all that Abram owned, the Bible tells us how much Abram must have trusted him and how faithful and honest a man he must have been. And the fact that the servant was the oldest of his household does not only mean that he was old, but that he and Abram had been through a lot together. The servant didn't spend only but a few years at Abram's household. For a long time, he had been with his master in both good times and bad times. He experienced God, who was with Abram, and experienced God's power. And if it was someone who had spent a long time with Abram, we know that the servant must have served and loved Abram from the heart. Abram chose a servant who was truly trustworthy and who had faith in God, and assigned him to such an important task. Before you discuss whether or not you should obey and carry out God's assignment, you must first examine yourself to see whether or not you are a worker capable of successfully accomplishing God's important tasks. Just as Abram's servant had his master's trust, you must examine how much trust you have from our Father God and our Lord and with the shepherd. Remember that the more trustworthy you are, the greater the task you can be assigned. As an old adage reminds us that the journey of 1,000 miles must begin with the first step. When you obey completely from the smallest task, you will gain more and more trust so that you can obey even greater tasks. The most important thing is fathoming the heart of the master and completely obeying his will, whether the job is big or small. So this message is based on the obedience of the 2006 men's devotional service and the senior pastor's book, The Friend of God, Abraham. I hope that you have this heart of obedience and come to Father God and to the shepherd with complete trust and obedience. Well, let me tell you about the differences between obedience and submission and active obedience. Well, there are children who follow their duties. They can be called comparatively good. But because they are forced to obey, it is not true obedience. However, the children, you know, who are truly good in their hearts try not to hurt their parents' heart. Even though they can understand the hearts of their parents, since they love their parents, they try to comfort their parents' hearts. This is obedience. Now, there is a higher level than this. That is called active obedience. It is to understand the one that you obey, you know, his heart and his and will. So when parents ask them to something, they not only do that task, but understand their heart and try to accomplish even more than that. So parents with this kind of children will be much, you know, happier. When God told Abram to do something, even though Abram couldn't understand what he meant at that time, he didn't use his thought, but he just obeyed. In chapter 12 of Genesis, God ordered Abram to leave his household and go to the land where Father God directed him. So Abram didn't know nothing, but he obeyed. At this time, Abram couldn't understand the heart of Father God deeply. He just obeyed because he loved God and he believed that there must be a good will of Father God. However, through refinements, he could understand the heart of Father God. And you can find evidence of understanding Abram's obedience higher than just obedience or submission in chapter 22 of Genesis. So as he went through these kind of refinements, his love and faith in Father God could be bigger. And he could understand how Father God's will and heart even better. When Father God told him to give his only son Isaac as a sacrifice, he didn't make an excuse, but he just obeyed. He believed that the Almighty Father God would revive his son Isaac, and through that, Father God would accomplish his providence. So he just actively obeyed. The oldest servant of Abraham had seen the works of Father God, and he piled up Abraham's trust, and he realized that Father God that was with Abraham had nothing that is impossible. We have seen Father God who is with our shepherd. We have seen the signs and wonders that our shepherd manifested as a sign. And that has been our Christian lives. We have to accomplish and we have to accumulate obedience just as this oldest servant did. When I was a kid, I went to Osan Ri prayer house along with senior pastor. I prayed together and I spent time together with senior pastor. And I lost my shoes. Back then, I had to put my shoes in the bag and then out of a pair, the one was missing. So I couldn't go anywhere. And senior pastor said, if you go a little further, you can find a garbage bag. And if you look for it, then you can find it. So I went there, and they were slippers. So I asked the senior pastor, how did you know that there was a slipper? It was not in a clean center. It was a bag, piles of garbage bags. And then I found a pair of slippers. And I asked the senior pastor, how did you know that there were a pair of slippers? Later, as I managed my Christian life, witnessing the signs and wonders of Father God and manifested through our senior pastor, even though it was not new, and senior pastor told me to look for it, and I obeyed, and I was able to find those, slippers, and I was able to, walk along with the senior pastor. Matthew 17, verses 24 to 27 says, when they came to Capernaum, those who collected the 2 drachma tax came to Peter and said, does your teacher not pay the 2 drachma tax? He said, yes. And when he came into the house, Jesus spoke to him first, saying, what do you think, Simon? From whom do you kings of the earth collect customs or poll tax, from their sons or from stranger? And then they talked about it, and then Jesus told Peter to catch a fish, and that fish would have 2 coins. How can you believe this? The first fish that Peter caught, and inside the mouth of that fish, there were 2 coins. Precisely as Jesus said. So Peter was able to pay the tax. Can you imagine how great it was? Back then, Peter couldn't understand, and I couldn't understand it. However, as I managed my Christian life, witnessing the signs that Father God has been with the shepherd, I was able to understand what happened to me when I found a pair of slippers, according to what senior pastor said to me. So when senior pastor had the fasting and prayer, and then I followed him and went there, and then I could experience that. Through our shepherd, Father God has showed many signs and evidences that he's been with the shepherd. It is time to show our obedience. Now, how can we fathom the heart of the Master and obey him completely? First, you must remove your personal thoughts and get rid of your frame of thought. If you had your own thoughts, if you still had fleshly thoughts, if you accessed everything from your frame of thought, you couldn't fathom the Master's heart. Well, in 2006, there was a boot camp training for pastors. I could understand a lot from that camp. All I had to do was just to follow the person in front of me. Many people said they just followed the shepherd and they found themselves at the destination. If I just follow the shepherd diligently, then I can go to New Jerusalem. That was the understanding that I got. We became one with the shepherd without using self-righteousness and frameworks. We just obeyed and we went there. However, if you use your own thought while climbing mountains, then you may think, it hurts too much. I would rather visit the members instead of climbing. Then that camp will be very difficult for you. It's hard for you to, climb up to the summit of the mountain. However, since we obeyed and followed the shepherd with a joyful heart, we found ourselves at the summit, top of the mountain. We were so happy. So did everybody. However, if you stop in the middle, then you cannot come to the top. Well, if you take other way, then you cannot go up to the top. If you have your own thought and frameworks and righteousness, you cannot get there. You can get there only when you believe and obey and love and become one. Since you will fail to correctly understand the heart of your master and do what you think is good, in the end, you will not have obeyed your master, but have done what you wanted to do. Well, you want to obey. But what is the reason that you cannot obey? It's because you are not one with the Lord. The reason you don't become one with the Lord is that you have untruth in your heart, and you try to befriend the world. You don't want to cast off the world. So you don't cast it off. You don't let go of it. So, you cannot become one with our Father God. You're wasting your time. You have to make up your mind. This is not what Father God likes. This is what Father God hates. This is untruth. If you make up your mind and cast it off right away, then you can quickly become one with the Lord. When you obey, trust, and believe, and love, then it will not be difficult. Let's say, Pastor Dongjo Shin talked about this. Until what level can be tolerated and can I be saved when I meet with the girlfriend? Well, he asked that question because he wanted to cast off the world, but he wanted to be saved. So that's why he said, just the paradise is enough for me. Instead of understanding the will of God and do that, he look at the world and befriend the world. Those who advance into the better place of heaven, it is fun to learn the goodness of Father God. Many Mami members who registered to Mamin Church in 2016, they said, before they came to Mamin Church, they heard the words of our shepherd few months or more than a year. And they said that they found the church that they were looking for as they listened to senior pastor's messages. They said, this is the word of God that they were looking for. This is the shepherd they was looking for. They loved to pray, but they couldn't come to prayer and meeting. So they put themselves inside the blanket and prayed, listening to Daniel prayer meeting through their earphone. Many people asked the senior pastor's books and asked me a bunch of questions. Well, didn't you have this kind of heart when you began your Christian life? To understand the will of Father God, you have to break your self-righteousness and frameworks, and you have to cast off the world. When you follow the shepherd with the joyful heart, you can come to the top. Then you will find you became very healthy, and you will have hope to resemble Father God and go to New Jerusalem. You will see that if you follow this, follow shepherd like this, then you can get there where there is no tears or pain. And you will be with Father God, the Lord and Shepherd, and yourself, children and brothers and sisters in faith, forever and ever. How happy and joyful it is. So, I hope that you can break your self-righteousness and frameworks and just obey. I visited the members, and I met a male member. For 3 years, he is absent. And he said, "Mom, I'd like to go to church." Then, after he came to church, he realized it is so fun to listen to senior pastor's messages. So he started to preach the gospel to people around him. After Sunday service, he gathered his family. He drank chicken. He ate chicken along with beer. And he asked people to preach the gospel. According to his level of faith, he said to his mother, "Mom, I got promise this week and I have to keep this promise. So after keeping promise, and I will never break the Lord's day." So he had to go to remote city, and then his tire got punctured. So after he came back, and he said, "I want to go to church. I will never skip the Lord's day." He made a kind of confession. "Father God loves me so much. So Father God, let me experience this." He's a male member, and he came to church. So he listened to the message, and he said, his family is in good happiness. Well, our mommy members experience this a lot. So I hope that, you will not say it is difficult to cast off the world, but it is fun to follow the will and goodness of Father God. Just as you heard the testimony of Elder Lee, there are people who still drink. Even though he was drinking beer, he asked his family to preach the gospel to people around him. I hope that you can preach the gospel to your neighbors as well. Because Abraham's servant in today's scripture didn't have his own thought or a frame of thought, he could completely obey his master. In Genesis 24:5, after when Abraham entrusted the servant with the task of finding a wife for Isaac, the servant asked his master, "Suppose the woman will not be willing to follow me to this land. Should I take your son back to the land from where you came?" While this servant was going to obey Abraham and live, in the corner of his heart, he was curious and asked himself, "What kind of woman would believe what I say and follow me to a foreign land?" Or there could be her family tried to stop her, right? So since he was not taking the husband to be or some certain evidence with him, the servant showed a touch of anxiety, thinking, "What should I do if people don't believe me?" It was a long distance. There was no good transportation. Not a thing as like a train or an automobile. He had to walk long way, along with many good things. However, just because he was anxious and worried, the servant didn't try to mix his own thoughts with Abraham's command. It is so important. This point is very important. If the servant had mixed his own thoughts with Abraham's command, he would have suggested to take Isaac with him or asked Abraham for some sign, pledge, or evidence that could back up what he would say. But this servant didn't do that. While he was trying to do the best of his ability within his measure of faith, when he faced a problem that was beyond the reach of his faith, The servant asked for Abraham's opinion and wanted to do things according to master's will. In this case, we cannot say the servant mixed his own thoughts. Instead of saying to his master, Amen, and doing things his way by mixing his own thoughts with master's command, it was much better for this servant to ask what Abram wanted and follow his will from the beginning. Abram responded in Genesis 24, verses 6 and 7, Beware lest you take my son back there, the Lord, the God of heaven, who took me from my father's house and from the land of my birth, and who spoke to me and who swore to me, saying, To your descendants I will give this land. He will send his angel before you, and you will take a wife for my son from there. Abram tells the servant only to rely completely on God's guidance and obey without mixing his own thoughts with the command. It was Abram's faith. Father God is not working on the faith of the servant. Furthermore, finding a wife for Isaac was a part of God's fulfilling the covenant that he had made with Abram. And the servant was merely going on Abram's behalf. Well, it's been long years since Father God gave Abram the covenant. The 25 years passed by until Abram became 100 years old. And then years passed by, and then Isaac was at the age of getting married. Long years passed. But Abram believed in Father God's word. And he walked by faith. And Father God saw that faith and he worked. Therefore, while the servant's faith in God in this matter was important, the servant's faith in Abraham, his master, and the prophet was more important. Even if the servant were to face a problem he couldn't handle with his own faith or strength, God was going to work according to Abraham's faith when the servant trusted and obeyed his master. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, They rose early in the morning and went out to the wilderness of Tekoa. And when they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, Listen to me, O Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Put your trust in the Lord your God and you will be established. Put your trust in his prophets and succeed. When this church started, Father God gave many words to the shepherd and he prophesied. And our members believed it and obeyed. Our shepherd never forgot every single word of Father God. He put it in his heart and prayed for it, and he never doubted. Since then, everything Father God has said has been accomplished. However, some people who's been in this church for 10, 20, or 30 years, they still don't believe or trust. If you truly believe what Father God said, there should be no changing of mind. Since the shepherd believed in Father God's word, no matter what happened, he never swayed back and forth or left or to the light. The word, the promise that Father God gave to us has never changed after 10, 20, or 30, or 34 years. And our shepherd believed in it, and he will by faith. 45 or 50 years passed by for Abraham. However, Abraham believed in what Father God said to him. He believed it, remembered it, and walked by it. You can see how much Father God loved him and trusted him. That's why Father God called Abraham, You are my friend. Why don't you have this kind of faith? Then, surely, you can be loved by Father God. Do not use any kind of fleshly thought if you completely depend on Father God's guidance and obey. Then it will work for you. That was the faith of Abraham. Father God told Abraham what would happen. However, he didn't give him all the details. Abram didn't know where to go, but Abram obeyed. Then Father God saw his faith and obedience, and he showed everything that he had prepared for Abram. And Abraham was asking the old servant for this kind of faith and obedience. And since the servant could obey, That's why Abraham gave this job to the servant. And behind the task, there was Father God who would keep the promise. The servant just going the way on behalf of Abraham. Therefore, the servant got that kind of response from the master. Well, he could have asked this kind of question. You know, to avoid any responsibility for failure that might befall him. The servant could have said, since I must do what you request, you know, I shouldn't be held responsible if no woman follows me back, or since I will have done everything you asked for me, you know, if things fall through, I won't held responsible, will I? What did you have done? You know, even those who think, you know, I will probably obey well, you know, may behave differently when actually faced with such a situation. Some of you may keep insisting your ways and saying, but Master, wouldn't it be better to take Isaac with me? As long as you have your own self-righteousness and frameworks, you may come up with these kind of questions. No, Father God is searching for those who can just obey, saying yes. But, you know, they just consider these questions are just trivial. However, you have to break this kind of thought. You should be able to say only amen without using any of your thought. Others may ask for a specific answer in finding a wife for Isaac. How should I find a woman who is to be Isaac's wife? But there are people like that. You know? Some people ask, should I take this job or not? Please tell me, should I have to sell my house or not? Should I leave my job or not? Should I lend this house to that man or not? There are so many people like that. However, even the senior pastor gave them the answer, you know, they don't obey because they have different thoughts. When the answer of senior pastor is not in accordance with your thought, you know, they don't obey, then it becomes rather sin. You know, senior pastor prayed to God and gave him the answer, but he didn't believe and obey. So it becomes a wall of wall. So senior pastor said it is not to give them answer. Because there is a difference in their obedience, you know. Even though senior pastor could obey, you know, others could not obey. Others may ask for a specific answer in finding a wife for Isaac. You know, how should I find a woman who is to be Isaac's wife? Well, you may ask these kind of questions. Well, if there is anyone here thinking like that, you know, listen carefully and see how Abram's old servant behaved. Well, the people around senior pastor go out to other seas and other countries. You know, they didn't ask specific questions. They just say amen and go out. And Father God guides them and their work is very prosperous. They just obey by faith, depending on the shepherd. Then they can meet people that they have to meet. And things, they found things prepared. Genesis 24:9 says, so the servant placed his hand under the thigh of Abraham, his master, and swore to him concerning this matter. So, the servant swore. Now, the thigh is the part that supports the whole body. It is a very important part. Spiritually, it has the meaning of not changing. And Father God acknowledges everything and accomplishes himself. So the promise never changes, and Father God works for it. The servant didn't ask any more questions and insist on his ways. Instead, he took Abraham's word with an amen. While the servant had openly asked Abraham about an issue he was not sure of, when Abraham made a confession of his faith, the servant stopped mixing his own thoughts, but accepted his master's command by faith. As the servant didn't mix fleshly thoughts, but depended only on God, God did his share of the work and allowed the servant to meet the Isaac's bride-to-be without much difficulty. The servant ended up picking the fruit of his complete obedience to Abraham's command. If you today, you know, stop mixing your own thoughts and stop insisting on a certain, you know, frame of thought, you can deeply understand the heart of Father God contained in His Word. When the shepherd speaks on any topic, you can understand the heart with which he speaks. Well, if everybody interprets what senior pastor says differently, then they cannot solve the problem. If they use fleshly thoughts, I mean, they have to break the fleshly thoughts but obey. Among the diligent and faithful workers who say they plan and execute certain tasks for the church, there are some of them who are not even on the same page in understanding the way and heart of the shepherd. Because of their own thoughts stemming from their frames of thought, they are unable to fathom the heart of the shepherd deeper, but interpret it as they please. Suppose there was a person who wanted to apply his frame of thought, which said, within any society, organization and order must be strictly observed. Well, organization and order are important at church as well. That's why there are rules within the church and disciplining system for the times when the rules are broken. But what do you think God truly wants? Would it be maintaining of an order, even if church employees and members had to forcibly obey the rules? Don't you think our God would much prefer to have organization and order automatically maintained within the church as each person behaves and lives by the word of the truth before Him? Not by force, but they should be willing to obey the rules in their own free will and become united with joy and thanks. That's what Father God is pleased with. Our Lord Jesus has also told us that when our brother sinned against us, we have to forgive him up to 70 times 7. It's not that they do not know God's word, but people who have very strong frames of thought on what the order in an organization means will not be able to do what God wants. But they become caught up in their personal frames of thought and thinking that keeping a system of discipline at all costs is important. Such people will maintain order, but do it by the ways of man. If an order was created and maintained by the ways of man, such church workers might think that they honored the will of the shepherd and bore the fruit of obedience. So what the shepherd truly wants, however, is not for the church employees to forcibly abide by some rules, but to obey the rules on their own heart, trembling for, fearing for God. This is just an example. Okay? Many people try to support their arguments and impose their will on others with God's word, saying, well, this is what the Bible tells us, so this is obedience. They do the same with the shepherd's words. However, if we examine them, they insist their own opinion mixing with God's word or shepherd's word. Just as an Elder Lee testified in Mami magazine, he wrote a diary of thanks and diary of repentance. Well, he did it by habit, but later on, even if he didn't write, he was able to do it in his heart. When we listen to shepherd's word, when we pray, when we discover ourselves, if we try to discover what we are short of, then we may be able to find, what we have to really change. However, one day we'll look back on ourselves. I have changed this much. I'm doing well. Then you cannot change. Every day, every moment, you should be able to find what you're short of in service, in listening to the messages. You have to be able to check yourself like this and find shortages that you might have. I hope that you can quickly change by doing this. Well, some people have their own frame of thoughts and they don't listen to the message correctly, but they think they are correct. The point is, they didn't interpret the word of God well. Well, they might have idle thoughts and they could misunderstand. They could misunderstand the will of the speaker. You may misread what is written in the book. Well, I was that kind of man. You know, I thought I was right. I thought I was correct. However, Father God helped me to see what kind of mistakes I've made. I thought I was correct. I thought I saw right. But later I found it was wrong. One day, I thought I was right. Bring me the weekly book. And I was wrong. Man, I misread it. I was wrong. Then, wow. We people misread something, but they still believe they are correct. They, you know, mix it with their feelings. But after that, in the cases, I was able to understand and acknowledge and admit that I can be wrong. So I can mix my own thoughts. So I decided to look back on myself all the time. If you truly want to change, then you have to always try to find what you are short of and change yourself. You have to break the frame that you are always right. You have to be able to think that chances are that you may misread or mishear. No matter how well you know God's word and how much you've heard the shepherd's message, keep in mind that the most important thing in offering complete obedience to God is when you remove your thought and get rid of your frame of thought. As I said earlier, this is the organization, this is the system, there must be this kind of order. Well, as we went through years of, you know, from 2015 to 2015, you know, now we realize that Father God, our shepherd has waited, even though we insisted that we were correct and we were right. He just believed on us, believed in us, and waited. The second thing you must do in obeying your master by fathoming his heart is removing your heart to seek your own benefit. In finding a wife for Isaac, Abraham's servant worked only for his master. Not even for a moment did he try to seek or gain his own benefits. The servant took 10 camels, along with many good things. Not for his own benefit, but to show his master's will to the woman, he took those camels. And all these camels and good things were conveyed to Rebekah and her family. He owed the jewels to the Rebekah and other jewels to her brother and mother. It was not to win their hearts. If that, you know, he could have showed in the jewels. However, once Rebekah decided to become Isaac's wife, he gave that in offerings. You can see that he brought that offerings to show his master's will to her and her family. You know, I have this kind of many jewels and many precious things. So my master is a good man. However, he only tried to find this woman is what Father God gave to me according to my master's faith. He just showed that kind of, you know, jewels. Well, for another instance, when Abraham's servant was led by the guidance of God to the house of woman who was to become Isaac's wife, the father of the woman welcomed him and wanted to serve him food. Well, put your shoes into this old servant. Okay? And see, what would you do if you were in his shoes? You know, you followed Abraham's order, and you obeyed, and it happened. Genesis 24:33, we find the servant telling the father of the woman, I will not eat until I have told my business, and remaining faithful to the task for which he was sent. He didn't sleep well. He took long ways. Now, he was about to finish his job. Can you imagine how much he was relaxed? How much, you know, he was trying to take rest? You know, he was, you know, welcomed greatly. However, he reclined all these things. And he said, I will not eat until I have told my business. He was faithful to his given duty. He could have eaten and enjoyed himself because he was hungry. No, he could have talked about his business later. The servant didn't think, well, I've come a long way and it looks like things will go well. I'll speak to him after I've done something to eat first. The servant starved off his hunger until after the matter was successfully sealed. Moreover, after spending only one night, the servant asked to be sent back to Abraham. The servant didn't think he should or deserved to rest for a few days or be treated well after successfully completing his job. He wanted to tell the good news to his master Abraham as soon as possible. As he fathomed the heart of his master, who would be eagerly waiting for his servant and the woman who was going to be his daughter-in-law. From the moment he completed his job to the moment he returned to his master, all the servant thought about was the task that he had been given. The servant had also fathomed the heart of Abraham, who would be eagerly waiting his return. This is why the servant earned and had Abraham's trust. And this is why God made sure he didn't meet any stumbling block along the way. Among the workers are those who do not fathom the heart of their master, awaiting a response from the job they performed and do not offer complete obedience as they seek their own interest instead. The people who have hearts to seek their own interest are always thinking of things or rewards that they will receive in return. If they feel that they will be some kind of benefits to what they do, and that they will carry out their jobs in gladness. If not, they will hesitate to obey or obey against their will. If they seek for their own benefit, that they may commit sin, since they will not work, or they will work forcibly. But servant believed in Father God who has been with Abraham. I mean, if you believe in the shepherd, the Father God has been with, then even though things are invisible, even though it is not for your own benefit, you should be able to obey. Well, if you seek for your own benefit, you may commit sin. If you seek for your own benefit, the happiness between husband and wife or parents and children can be broken. Things go wrong and peace is broken. You should know that when you seek for your benefit, since it is not truth, there is an untruth coming in. In the worldly business, the people seek for their own benefit. But you shouldn't do that. Whether it is goodness or not, whether it is the will of God or not, whether it is not beneficial to you, when you pursue goodness, then Father God will be with you. And since Father God is with you, the blessing will come upon you. How can people who obey against their will possibly fathom the heart of their master? Well, they will do their job, half-heartedly and say, oh, I obeyed. The people have a heart to seek their own benefits. They don't have a heart to sacrifice themselves. Therefore, even if they hear this is the way to blessing, they will not go down that road. You have to be able to sacrifice yourself if you want to seek for others' benefit. For instance, since many mommy members we want to receive financial blessing, senior pastor teaches us to how to receive blessing. So he teaches us to have to, we have to sow according to spiritual law. So he has told us what to do to get 30, 60, or 100 times more than what we sow. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over. What kind of blessing we can receive? The senior pastor taught us. However, your faith should grow up to receive that kind of blessing. Senior pastor once said this. When we began our Christian lives in Geumodong area, we had the business. On Sunday, we prepared food for choir and guidance pastors. We did jobs for church. And next day, after we sowed by faith, Father God blessed us. And it was double a blessing. It was not long after we began Christian life, but we sowed by faith, then it became doubled the next day. But now, it's now 30, 60, or 100 times more. That's what senior pastor is receiving, and you are the witnesses to it. So instead of seeking for your own benefit, when you make complete obedience, then you can receive blessing together. While you have to enter Spirit and Holy Spirit to receive financial blessings, you must throw out your greed for money, but always live honestly and faithfully. Then God can bless you. But even if you have heard such messages, if you still have the heart to seek for your own benefit and have the greed for more wealth, when you have to make a decision, instead of following what is good, you follow the direction that will harm you less. Okay? You may say to yourself, this is how you run a business. You compromise with the reality and brush aside honesty. Instead of slowly and gradually building up your business, you expand it recklessly out of greed. In hopes of a windfall, you may covet even illicit wealth. No, when God watches over everything, and how can He possibly bless someone like this? Even if God wanted to bless that, bless you, the enemy, devil, and Satan would hold you accountable and bring trials and afflictions to you. When you hear the testimonies of people who received God's blessing, what is one thing they all share in common? They not only built the foundation of blessing as they sowed by faith, they also said that they did everything honestly and faithfulness. Honesty and faithfulness. Even if they were going to sustain a huge loss, they kept building up the credibility before God by always living in goodness. Even if they see some loss, they didn't follow it, unless it is goodness. Then, trust in God can be accumulated. When you do it once or twice, or five times, but you should not break it at six times. You have to keep on piling it up. To the extent you pile up this trust, then Father God enjoys to give blessings to us. Father God will feel easy with that kind of children. When Father God blesses, Father God knows that His children will not befriend the world anymore. That's why Father God shows the way for the children to go prosperously. So God had recognized each of them, saying, this son will not change by the blessings that I give him. Instead, he will use them toward good works. And the lead testified, right? He was able to inherit his father's business, but he rejected it to keep the Lord's day holy. I hope that you can pile up that kind of trust before Father God instead of, destroying it after like a sixth or seven times later. If we think of the blessings that we receive Father God, then we cannot but confess that it is by the grace of Father God and grace of the shepherd. But you may think the part of that blessing is because of your obedience. You may expect something in return. You may feel uneasy when others are praised. You have to get rid of this kind of heart. You have to confess that you didn't do anything. Everything is by the grace of Father God. You should be able to confess like that. To the extent you understand the depths of spirit, to the extent you humble yourself, you can confess that it is by the grace of Father God. And it is the blessing of Father God to say it like that. When Shepherd was sick, when he was alone, he found Father God's love. So he always keeps Father God's love in his heart. Even though when he is alone, he thinks of Father God and depends on Father God. He remembers the day he was poor and sick. He remembers the grace and love that Father God gave to him. We should be able to confess that I didn't do that. It is all by the grace of Father God. We should be able to make this kind of confession. To resemble Father God is to deny oneself. When you have greed and selfish desire, you can understand Father God's love completely. You cannot get out of your own limit. You have to deny yourself all the time. And to do that, you have to discover when your greed and selfish motives come out. Even though it is a moment of instance, you have to catch that moment that you have that kind of heart of greed. You have to pray fervently and get rid of it. You have to find greed and selfish motives in your heart and get rid of it to find goodness of Father God. Someone said, she has to understand others and her husband. She said, yes. But she thought to herself that, Pastor, I hope that, my husband and my other members can understand me. Sometimes I want to be understood. She said, she had that kind of heart. But she realized that she had to break this kind of heart. Without getting rid of this kind of heart, it makes my life difficult. That's what she realized. So she said, when she said that, she said, I thought, I want to be understood. But now, I made a confession that I want to change myself by getting rid of this kind of heart to be understood by others. Now I'm able to change. Brothers and sisters, we used to think that, we wanted to be understood and we wanted to be considered. But thinking of the love of Father God and of the Lord and of the Shepherd, we learn how to humble ourselves and what you are short of. Then we were able to change into life and faith and love. The third thing that you must do in obeying your master by fathoming his heart is to have a heart to love your master. A servant who always reveres and loves his master can always fathom the master's heart. Upon hearing a single word from his master, such a servant can accomplish anything with the heart of his master. Sometimes the servant can please his master by accomplishing more than the master has asked of him. The same goes for your relationship with Father God. Only if you have a heart to love Father God can you fathom and obey Father God's will. But there are people who confess their love for Father God with their lips but do not obey His will. Even when they are unable to enjoy better things, they say they gave them to God. When they do not rest, even in times they can rest, such people say they devoted their time to accomplishing God's kingdom. In their fervent love for God, they say they had faithfully carried out their God-given duties and looked after other souls. Yet, if there are signs of peace being broken and words of a complaint from people around them, they cannot be said to have obeyed God in their love for Him. They have loved God in their fleshly thoughts and say, God will say I loved Him if I just do this much for Him. But they didn't love Him. They loved God the way they wanted, not the way that God wanted. They were faithful within or their limit. When you do works for Father God, you may come across with the situation or people that you cannot deal with within your own limit. Then you have to find the answer in Father God's way. Why is it so difficult? How can I help Him? How can I sacrifice myself? You may think, if I sacrifice myself this much, then it is love. Instead of thinking that, you have to find even better will of Father God. You have to know what is the goodness of Father God that Father God wants you to have. I've been faithful in love of Father God. I didn't look at the world. I prayed. But why don't I change? In your heart, If there are people around you that hurt, they were hurt by you, but you don't realize, but think that you know, you did this much, then you cannot change yourself. You can understand the good will of Father God. When you do works for Father God's kingdom, you have to always think, what is it that Father God wants? What is the way that Father God wants me to do these things? You have to depend on Father God and seek for the Holy Spirit's guidance, then you can get over that limit. You may come across with the limit. You may deal with people that you cannot understand, for sure. However, as you look for Father God's will and think, what would the senior pastor do in this situation? Then you can find a way by enlarging your heart. There's something that Father God wants more from His children than faithfulness. If you truly love Father God, then you have to accomplish the heart of the Spirit. There are people who raise their children. Then you may understand Father God's heart. Well, after Daniel Prayer meeting, you know, I have conversation with people of Holy Spirit. Who are they? They are Pastor Soo-jin Lee and Mrs. Bong-eun Lee. We speak Korean, right? But sometimes I cannot fully understand them. Mrs. Bong-eun Lee and Pastor Soo-jin Lee talks about something. They talk about something. Then I don't understand. What is it that? I don't understand. Then in Daniel Prayer meeting, I pray and think. I thought it was not fault, but why they say it is fault? Isn't there a will of God that I cannot understand? When I pray like that, then I was able to understand the will of Father God that I couldn't understand before. To an extent, we have cultivated our heart, we can understand the will of Father God. As you go into a deeper level of spirit, then you can understand deeper. What I'm thankful for is that once I become a man of Holy Spirit, I can think of only Father God and only the shepherd. Sometimes the people of Holy Spirit shed tears and they say they were sorry. Then I ask them, why are you sorry? But as I thought of the heart of Father God and the shepherd, you know, I could understand why they are sorry for, why they are sorry. Dear brothers and sisters, we have to broaden our heart the way Father God wants us to be. Okay? I hope that you can cultivate your heart like this. We have to apply our heart to the goodness of Father God, and we have to find our shortages. We have to enlarge our heart and fill it with goodness to understand Father God's heart and His goodness. We have to admit that we are not right. We are short of many things. Please, Father God, help me. Then we can discover our true self. Then we can understand deeper level of Father God's heart and of the shepherd. Say, you give job to your children, but it is not a good way to give them a pocket money for their job done. Some people give pocket money to them. Well, it is something you deserve for the job done. And it is not a good habit. The children may ask for something in return whenever they do that kind of job. It's not a good habit. They will not do the job unless they are given the pocket money. Father, I did this job. Give me the money. That's not truly job done. How can we call it love between parents and children? It is the parents who gave their children wrong habits. The children should be able to say, yes, I'll do that for the job they were given. And it should be happiness to do the job. They have to feel that, you know, by doing this job, you know, I helped my parents. This should be their joy. They should be able to enjoy what they were doing for their parents. Senior pastor, when he was a student, went to hometown and helped his parents in vacation season. You know, in countryside, there are many jobs that should be done in countryside, as you can see on screen. You know, he helped his parents because the more job could be done. Well, he wanted to play outside. However, it was joy to him to help his parents. He did the job to take job off from his parents. Sometimes, you know, he had to work for hours. But he did it with joy. He also helped his mom's job. You know, it wasn't easy to iron, you know, those clothes. So, he helped, you know, his mother in the stepping on clothes. But it couldn't be done in just a few hours. Of course, he wanted to go out and play. You know, he knew that he was helping his mother. So he helped his mother. Senior pastor didn't know until when he had to, you know, do that job. He asked his mother, "Is it done?" Then the mother said, "You know, do it more." He wanted to play outside. So he kept on asking, you know, his mother, "Is it done? Isn't it done yet? And more. Even if he asked the question, it was joy. He was happy to help his mother. If you truly love God, Father God wants you to cultivate your heart by His Word and have the words come forth. And He wants to have you come forth as, you know, hearts of truth and spirit. You know, since all of you raise children, you know, I think you will agree with Father God's heart. You will rejoice when your children are commended and rewarded for their excellent grades and talents. But how would you feel if the same children of yours, you know, disobeyed and ignored what you said to them? You know, wouldn't you pray for children who may not be as smart or talented, but in their good heart, they revere and love their parents and strive to obey whatever their parents tell them? It is the same with the Father God. If you don't obey His word as it is, no matter how much you may have heard it, you know, God will feel dismayed each time He looks upon you. But he who loves God with his deeds and in truthfulness obeys when he reads or hears in God's word. And as much as he lives by God's word in obedience, his heart will transform into spirit and come to fathom God's heart more clearly. Even when he is assigned even a very small task, you know, he can do it exactly the way God wants it to be done. That's what the servant did. The servant arose and went to Mesopotamia, to the city of Nahor. He didn't know where to go. Later, he knew that it was the town where Abram's brother lived. So he praised God, saying, "Blessed be the Lord, the God of my master Abram." Since he depended on God that Abraham depended on, he was able to make this kind of confession. He didn't know where to go, but he went the way according to Abraham, and he found that town. Well, he approached a well. By that time, you know, ladies came out to well water. So it was the guidance of God. The servant, didn't know, what to do, but Father God guided him to sit by the well. He just depended on Father God who was with Abraham. But then he found everything was prosperous, and he said, "O Lord, the God of my master Abraham, please grant me success today and show loving kindness to my master Abraham." O Lord, the God of my master Abraham, please grant me success today and show loving kindness to my master Abraham. He knew that Father God is working according to Abraham's faith. He knew that. So he didn't try to praise himself to find the wife for Isaac. He confessed that Father God saw Abraham and did his work. Father God heard this kind of confession. How could he not answer this confession? So the servant was able to meet Rebecca. Why don't you apply it to your life? Do you always depend on Father God and pray? Do you always think of Father God and His goodness? Please apply it to your life. There are two children. Their parents asked them to clean the room. Now, I will come back by this time. Why don't you clean your room? And mother left. One of them is young. He couldn't finish quickly. Ah, my mom put this stuff here and there. He remembered. And all, you know, until his mother came, you know, he cleaned. But what about the second child? You know, of course, you know, the child is also obedient. But, you know, she's elder. My mother would come back by 5, and I will just play by 4:30, then in 30 minutes I can finish cleaning. So, it looked better. However, if you know the hearts of two children, which one do you prefer? The clean room? Or the room that is not so clean, but the room cleaned by the one who tries to remember what you did. This old servant thought of Abraham all the time and depended on God that Abraham depended on and asked God and prayed. In a mission meeting, you know, you did your job and you do chores. Well, you know what? I came to this meeting early and I did all this job, but, you know, they came on time and didn't do this job that I did. So you might have, you know, complained. Even though you did all the jobs, you know, your members came in, hey, this is not clean, why don't you clean this? Then you may have some kind of, you know, ill feelings in your heart. Well, you still have still self in you. But why don't you stop and put yourself down and try to think what Father God wants you to say? What is the true confession of goodness? If you think of what you did, then you may complain. However, if you step back and think of what Father God wants you to do, then you may understand what this is, that it is the heart that Father God wants. And you may say, okay, I will clean that part. Then Father God will be pleased. You've been faithful. Now you understand Father God's will. And Father God will love you, right? In your everyday life, you may say you love Father God. You do all your jobs and you help members. However, in your heart, when you come across something that you can understand, then why don't you step back and think of Father God's will and what Father God wants of you? Then why don't you make the confession that Father God wants to hear from you? You have to always think what Father God wants. What you did, what others did are not important. The important thing is what Father God likes and what it is to act according to Father God's will. The servant said like this in Genesis 24, verses 13 and 14. Behold, I'm standing by the spring, and the daughters of the men of the city are coming out to draw water. Now may it be that girl to whom I say, please let down your jar so that I may drink, and who answers, drink, and I will water your camels too also. May she be the one whom you have appointed for your servant Isaac. And by this I will know that you have shown loving kindness to my master." Father God heard his prayer, and he worked according to his prayer. Even before he finished the prayer, a woman approached and approached the spring, and the lady gave him water and helped the camel to drink water. She acted as if she heard the servant's prayer. Can you imagine how the servant felt? He couldn't but give thanks to Father God, who thought of Abraham and listened to his prayer. The servant must have heard what kind of genealogy or family tree it might have been to Abraham. He must have heard who would live in Abraham's hometown. So, when he heard that, when she said, "I'm the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, whom she bore to Nahor," he heard it from Abraham, and he prayed to Father God. He called God of Abraham. And as if she heard his prayer, she answered, and she knew, and the servant found out that she was the one that Father God prepared. So can you imagine how much he was thankful and glorified God? To make it happen, he emptied himself, thought of the will of Father God, and he called on to God of Abraham. We should be able to do this. He was able to understand. He was able to feel that Father God managed everything, and he was able to glorify Father God. He has seen that Father God has been with Abraham. And as he walked according to Father God's will, everything was prosperous, so he was thankful. Our life should be in accordance with Father God's will. We should live our lives to give glory to Father God. Through the confession of the servant, we have to understand that it cannot be done by our own faith, but our shepherd obeyed Father God's will. Through his tears and sacrifice, the 99% of the justice have been paid. So give me forgiveness. Give me grace. As you see the 99% of the price the senior pastors paid, then Father God will see your faith and bless you. Let me conclude this message. Dear brothers and sisters, 1 Chronicles 4:10 says, "Now Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, 'Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my border, and that your hand might be with me, and that you would keep me from harm, that it may not pain me.' And God granted him what he requested." Do you want to receive blessing upon blessing, just as Jabez did? You can find how you can do this in Deuteronomy 28:2, which says, "All these blessings will come upon you and overtake you if you obey the Lord your God." But I said, the complete obedience to the word of God is to understand Father God's will and obey. Father God wants you to go to the east, but if you go to the west, then you cannot say you obey the will of Father God. You have to understand Father God's heart. In order to do that, you have to get rid of untruth from your heart and evil and come to sanctification and come into spirit and all spirit. Then, to that extent, you can understand Father God's heart. People of spirit sees completely different things from what the fleshly people see. Fleshly people will see and hear with their fleshly eyes and ears. However, people of spirit will see and hear with their spiritual ears and eyes. So they are completely seeing, they are seeing and hearing completely different things. So they talk differently, they see differently, they hear differently. Fleshly people talk with fleshly people, but spiritual people talk with spiritual people. Spiritual people do not listen to fleshly people, because the words from the lips of the fleshly people are not pleasing to their ears. Spiritual people find it easy to talk with spiritual people. However, it is the other way for the fleshly people. So you can see, light and darkness cannot coexist. It's not that spiritual people cannot understand you, because you have fleshly thought and frameworks and self-righteousness. Spiritual people can understand you. So you have to first change them into spirit. I was happy to listen to testimony. When Elder Lee said he tries to see things, hear things, and think of things with the eyes of the shepherd, with ears of the shepherd, and with the heart of the shepherd. He didn't think of that he was a man of flesh yet. He was trying to do all things with the heart of the shepherd, ears of the shepherd, and eyes of the shepherd. And he was able to become one with the shepherd. To fathom the heart of the master, I said, you must first remove your thought and get rid of your frame of thought. As long as you have frame of thought, you can understand master's heart. If your master is a man of flesh like you are, you can do it, but you cannot do it when your master is a man of spirit. Second, you must remove a heart to seek your own benefit. And third, you must have a heart to love your master. I urge you to keep today's message in your heart so that you can fathom the heart of Father God to the deepest measure. So that by living in complete obedience, may the blessings of Father God overtake you in every affair of life. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Let's think of the message and pray together.
사랑의 아버지 하나님 감사합니다. 우리가 늙은 종의 모습을 보며 자신을 비우고 오직 순복하는 순종하는 모습을 볼 수 있습니다. 자신의 생각을 동원하지 아니하였고 오직 아브라함의 하나님을 의지하였습니다. 자신의 육을 구하는 마음을 버렸고 주인을 사랑하는 마음으로 깊은 주인의 깊은 마음까지 아버지 하나님의 뜻까지 헤아릴 수 있었으며 기도하는 것마다 응답받을 때 얼마나 큰 감동과 생명이 되었는지요. 우리의 삶 속에서도 아버지 하나님 목자 하나님을 늘 의지함으로 이런 축복을 받기에 부정함 없도록 지키시며 함께 주옵소서. 감사하고 예수 그리스도 이름으로 기도하옵나이다. 아멘.
Let's receive senior pastor's prayer for the sick on screen. Lay your hand on the sick part of your body. If you are not sick, lay your hand on your chest and receive this prayer for the desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Almighty Father God of love. Please lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend space and time on those who receive this prayer through satellites and on the internet and on GCN in branch churches and local sanctuaries around the world. Give them the faith to believe and drive away negative thoughts and doubts and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues, and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases and germs and viruses and infirmities, go away. May the light come. Scorch all the terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit and drive away all endemic diseases such as malaria. All contagious diseases such as cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast, uterine, and intestinal cancers. AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid diseases, heart diseases, lung diseases, women's diseases, and all inflammations, go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs, back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains, go away. epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases go away. All kinds of paralysis be loosened. Get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, let the deaf come to hear, and let the mute come to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents and fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heat and burning sensation go away. And let there be no scar left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerve tissues and cells be regenerated and bring the dead back to life. Given the blessing of conception, may you receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, and evil forces of darkness, and their servants, go away. Go away, you evil spirit, unclean spirit, false spirit, deceiving and separating spirits, and all forces of darkness. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, you go away. May the light come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer and power to cast off sins and to become sanctified. As their soul prosper, let all things go well with them and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the firewall of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their family, workplace, and business. Give our students wisdom and understanding, and give them fervor and passion to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from the worldly things, and let them love Father God all the more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or whatever they may do, let them do it all for the glory of Father God. Let them say, I met God, I experienced God, I received answers and blessings. Let them testify like this. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.